Last time we were talking about the sugya on Daf Beis and Aleph, that the Gemara wants to be medayek from the Mishnah that a Rav, an Adon, can say, Aseimi ve'eni zancha, that an Adon doesn't have to feed his Eved. It says in the Mishnah, Imayim yirtash lalaz nesav do rashai, that sounds like the Adon doesn't have to feed his Eved. So the Gemara rejects that and says, no, maybe Eino yochaloma, you can't say Aseimi ve'eni zancha, but we're talking about a case where he says, "Same as Yodecha b'mzono secha," where he tells the Eved that you work for yourself and you'll provide your own mizona. So that's what it means, that the Adon can force the Eved, you know, to support himself. That's what it means, that he doesn't have to support the Eved. That's the back and forth of the Gemara. So we discussed those two possibilities. That suffix, but the Eino Yochol or Yochol. That's something we discussed that in great detail. And we said that basically there are two ways of looking at it. That either the machlokas, whether yachal or rav lomar or any yachal lomar, is a machlokas pshuto kamashma, whether the adon is the adon chayav to feed his eved or is not chayav to feed his eved. The man d'amu says yachal or rav lomar asemi ben izancha. There's no chiyav mizonos bechlal that the eved is kishar v'chamoro and he's not mechiyav to feed his eved at all. And the man d'amu says that any yachal lomar holds that he is mechiyav to feed his eved. Either because the Eved is not kashar v'chamar le'inyin zeh, or even if he is kashar v'chamar, but maybe there's a chiyuv to feed the shar v'chamar also, like the Gemara later on, that you have to feed the behemah before you eat. So this is one way of looking at it, but the machlokas is the Adon mechuyav to feed his Eved, or is not mechuyav to feed the Eved? Then we suggested a different approach. From the Rambam, you get the impression, David Pavarsky wanted to suggest, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky had this within the Gemara, a lot of Rosh Yeshiva seem to say that it's clear from the Rishonim, and we'll see actually Mitzvah Shem today from the Gemara itself, that it seems clear that the Machlokas is not whether the Adam has to feed the Eved or doesn't have to feed the Eved. Right? Really, really, everyone agrees that the Adam doesn't have to feed his Eved. Yeah, but there's a problem. He might not have to give mizonos to the Eved, but at the same time, he can't take Masi Adayim away from the Eved. He doesn't have his chus for the Masi Adayim of the Eved unless he feeds him. That's the tricky part. Right, that maybe he doesn't have to feed his Eved, but at the same time, he doesn't have the zechus in the Masi Yadayim. So the only way he has a zechus in the Masi Yadayim is if we can consider it as though yesh lo mizonos. If the Eved has some way to get mizonos, so then the Adon is considered as though he's giving him mizonos. If he's giving him mizonos, then he can take the Masi Yadayim. So that's the machlokes. The fact that the Eved can be chozer al apsach, and the fact that he can collect tzedakah, does that make it keilu yesh lo mizonos? That's the manda amar that yochal omar asei mi ve'eni zancha. That's the Rambam. Right? The Rambam said, Rambam paskins, that yochal omar asei mi ve'eni zancha. And he says, because all of Klal Yisrael's mitzvah lahachios avodim, right? Because there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to the avodim k'nayim, so it's like yesh lo mizonos, that it's yesh lo mizonos. So then he does have a right to the Masi Yadayim. So the Adon can say, I don't want to feed you, and I nevertheless will take the Masi Yadayim. The man d'amar who argues, he seems to say that despite the fact that the Eved could be chozer al apsach, that's not called yesh lo mizonos. It's not yesh lo mizonos. If it's not yesh lo mizonos, then the Adon has to feed the Eved, but he doesn't really have to feed the Eved. He has to feed the Eved if he wants the Masi Yadayim. Right? If he wants the Masi Yadayim, then he has to feed the Eved, because if not, he doesn't have his chus for the Masi Yadayim. So the real machlokas is not whether the Adon has to feed his Eved or doesn't have to feed his Eved. Really, everyone agrees he doesn't have to feed, but the point is he doesn't have his chus for the Masi Yadayim unless the Eved is fed. That the shaila is the fact that the Eved can be chozer al apsachim. Does that make it kilu yesh lo mizonos, or does it not make it kilu yesh lo mizonos? That's the shaila. That's the shaila. Then we went one step further when we said, so what does tzei masi yadecha b'mzono secha mean according to each of the days? If you hold that lamanda omar eno yochal lomar, the pshat is he actually has a chi of mizonos. The Pasha Pshan, right? But he has a fee of mizonos. So how does Tzei Masi Yadecha b'mizonos secha change anything? Just because he says you produce your own Masi Yadayim, you produce your own mizonos, so, but if he has a chiyuv to bizon, so how does that chiyuv to bizon fall away? So the answer is that if he tells him to make his own Masi Yadayim, the Masi Yadayim are b'mochom, the mizonos. The Masi Yadayim are b'mochom, mizonos. If he says Tzei Masi Yadecha b'mizonos secha, it's ke'ilu, the Adon is providing mizonos, because he's allowing him to give the Masi Yadayim, and the Masi Yadayim is b'mochom mizonos. That's how we'd explain according to the Pasha Pshat. According to this more complicated Pshat, that really the Adon doesn't have to give mizonos to the Eved, it's just he can't take the Masi Yadayim unless the Eved is fed. And the Shaila is whether the fact that he could be chozer al psachim, that make a kilu yesh l'mazonos or not. So the man d'omer enu yochel omer is basically saying that it's not yesh l'mazonos. It's not yesh l'mazonos. If it's not yesh l'mazonos, so then he doesn't have a right. He doesn't have a right to the masi adayim unless the eved is fed. So how does say masi adacha b'mazonos secha absolve the odon from the responsibility of giving mazonos to the eved? Right? How does that absolve the response? How does that absolve the other from giving mazonos? The answer is he never was chayav to give mazonos in the first place. It's just he doesn't have the right to keep the masi adayim if the eved doesn't have mazonos. Is like a mechila. It's like the Adam is mochel on the Masi Adayim. So once he's mochel on the Masi Adayim, then he doesn't have to feed the Eved. Because he never had to feed the Eved to begin with. It's just he doesn't have a right to take the Masi Adayim. So if he tells the Eved, you take your Masi Adayim, so he's mochel on the Masi Adayim. So once he's mochel on the Masi Adayim, then he doesn't have to feed the Eved. Okay, this was the back and forth in the sukkah. And we explain based on this Rashi, Tosfos, a lot of back and forth. We're not going to rehash everything. Some of the Rashi Yeshiva point out that Lechora, it's meduyak like this second pshat, right? That the machlokas Yachal Omar, Eino Yachal Omar, is a machlokas whether the fact that the Eved can be chozer l'psachim, does that make a kilu yesh l'mazonos? Some say it's really meduyak in a loshon of the Gemara, the hemshach of the Gemara, that we didn't actually see inside. We alluded to some of it at the end of Thursday's Shiva, we didn't see it inside. So let's see it together, and we'll develop this a little bit, and we'll tie a ribbon on the sugi. Okay, what does the Gemara say? Lema ketanoi. The Gemara daf yud beis amar aleph. Lema ketanoi. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel lomar yochel ha'eved lomar. The Rabbi Bishnei Vatsoras o parnaseni o hotzein lecheris. Omer marishus biad rabbo. Gemara says lema ketanoi. Maybe the machlokas whether yochel lomar simi ben yizoncho or rein yochel lomar. It's machlokas tanoim. Machlokas tanoim. What's the machlokas tanoim? Machlokas Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Chachamim. What's the din b'shnei batzores? If it's a year of drought, it's very hard to make a parnasa. Right? Those who are going to plant the fields, it's very hard to make a parnasa. So does the Eved have an out? So Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, yeah, the Eved can tell the Adam, either give me mazonos or free me. Right? Either give me mazonos or free me. And the Chachamim say, no, or shuz biyad rabo, the Adam can say, I don't want to free you. I don't want to give me mazonos. And I don't want to free. So it sounds like it's a machlokas whether the Eved can demand mizonos. So can he not demand mizonos? So my love ha'okal mevlegi is up the Gemara. What's the machlokas? It sounds like a machlokas what we're talking about. Mar sava yochel, mar sava ain't a yochel. It sounds like one holds that yochel lo mar aseni ven yizonos. That's the chacham. The chachamim say, harshus bi'ad rabo. The adon can say, I don't want to be panis. Panasecha, whatever it is. I don't want to be mefarnis you. Right? I don't want to give you mazonos, and I'm not going to free you. That's the chachamim. The chachamim said that yochel omer afsemi veini zamcha. And Rishon Megamliel apparently is saying, eino yochel omer. That's why the Eved can demand. Either give me parnasa, either give me mazonos, or send me free. It sounds like this is a machlokas tanoim. So it says the Gemara not so fast. Let's be medayak a little bit in the Braisa. Tisbara, hi o parnasenio o hotzein lecheres, o parnasenio teinli masayyade beparnasasi. We boil it. Right? The lashon of Reb Shimon Gamliel seems strange, but o parnasenio o hotzein lecheres, either give me mazonos or free me? Well, what's the free? Either give me mazonos or give me the masayyadai. That's the choice. The lashon of Reb Shimon Gamliel seems a little strange. So maybe it shows you that the machlokas is not really what you think it's about. V'od, ma'ishna b'shnei batzores. Also, why is this machlokas only about a shnei batzores? If you tell me the machlokas is about yochol or eino yochol, so that machlokas applies even not b'shnei batzores. What's going on over here? So zok the gemara no. Elahacha ma'eskina da'amalei tzei mas yodecha limzono secha. Now, we're talking about a case where the adon says, you provide your own mas yodai. Right? Really, everyone agrees that eino yocholom. But the Adon said, "Say Masiyadecha b'mzono secha." U'b'shnei batzores lo sofek. And in shnei batzores, the Eved's not going to be able to provide for himself. What's special about shnei batzores is that the Eved can't provide. Now, normally, when the Eved can't provide for himself, we view that as the Eved's problem. Remember the sugya before that up top it said, "Lamanda Omar einu yochel Omar." If the Eved is lo sofik, so then there's a taina, right, that after the Nahum Karse lo shavi lamar lamarti lamai midoi, the other doesn't have to provide for him. Yeah, but b'shnei batzaras, it's not the Eved's fault. It's a drought season, so the fact that he can't plant and produce the grain, it's not his fault. So Eved b'delo safek, we might think that the Adon should have to provide for him. Oh, so that's the question. He says, Tzei Ma'asiyah Decha b'mzon asecha. Now the Eved can't provide Ma'asiyah Dayim for himself. It's a Shnei Batzaris. It's not the Eved's fault. So the Machlokas Tanoim is, can the Eved demand freedom? Right? Everyone holds that Eni Achol Ma'asiyah Mi'veni Zancha. But he says, Tzei Ma'asiyah Decha b'mzon asecha. It's b'shnei batzaris. The Eved can't provide for himself. So what's the din? Reb Shimon Gamliel says that he can demand are the mezonos. He can say, I don't want to produce my ma'aseh adam. It's I can't do it. I'm not going to be able to provide. I'm not going to be able to have enough. So I want you to provide me with mezonos. But if I can't provide for himself, what kind of an eved am I? It's doch shnei batzaris. What do you want from me? So either support me throughout the shnei batzaris, and I'll be able to work for you later. But either give me parnasa, either give me mezonos, or free me. Because if you free me, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, if you free me, so then people are going to have rachmanis on me. They'll give me tzedakah. If you're rabbanon savri, man demarachim, abnei charya, ha'eved na miruchim mirachim. And the rabbanon say, no, he doesn't have a taina. Because people will be marachim on avodim as well. So the machlokas tanoim is not whether yachol or ein yachol. Really, everyone holds ein yachol. But he's talking with Chai Gavna that he said, say masyadecha bimzonasecha. He told the Eved, provide your own Ma'asiyah Dayim. But B'shnei Batzaras, he can't provide enough. So now the Shaila is, can he demand Shichur so that people are going to be Merachim on him, so that he'll be able to get Tzedakah? So we said that he can't demand the Shichur. He can't demand the Shichur. He can't say, either give me Mizonos or give me Shichur, because people will be Merachim on Avodim too, will be able to get Tzedakah, even if he doesn't have the Shichur. It's an interesting Gemara, right? It sounds from the Gemara that really, what? Right? The child in the Gemara is in the umdana of people. Are people going to have rachmanis on avodim kanayim? It almost sounds from the Gemara a little bit like there's no mitzvah to be mefarnes avodim. There's no chiyuv, because if there were a chiyuv, then what's the shayla? People will be merachim on him just as much. Sounds like there's no mitzvah to give tzedakah to avodim kanayim. The shayla is in the umdana of people, are they going to be merachim on him, or are they not going to be merachim on him? What's the shayla? So at first glance, it sounds like the second pshat in the Gemara, right? The shayla is what? Is it yeshlam mezonos? Right? Really, everyone holds that the adam doesn't have to give mezonos to the eved, but he can't demand the ma'aseh dayim unless the eved is provided for, unless he gets the mezonos. So now the shayla is b'shnei batzaras, right? Is it yeshlam mezonos b'shnei batzaras? Is it Yeshlam Mezonos? Should we assume that just like they'll provide for Aniyah Yisrael, people are going to have Rachmanis on the Avodim Kanaim, so then it's viewed as Yeshlam Mezonos? Should we say no, that they're not going to be Merachim on Avodim just like they're Merachim on regular Yisrael? And it's Eilam Mezonos. It sounds a little bit like the second pshat. Why do I say that? Because according to the first pshat, Nachamo, if you say the Machlokas of Yachol or Eino Yachol is Machlokas, whether the Odon is Mechuyiv to give Mezonos to the Eved, is the Adam Mechuyev to provide mezonos for his Eved? And the Shaila just is that if he says, say Ma'asiyah Decha b'mezonosecha, so the man the Amar Eino Yachol Omar holds that the Ma'asiyah Dayim are in place of the mezonos. Right? The man the Amar that Eino Yachol Omar, he says that the Adam really is Mechuyev to give mezonos to his Eved. But what? But if he says, say Ma'asiyah Decha b'mezonosecha, so the Ma'asiyah Dayim are in place of the mezonos. Right, so if that's the shayla, so then lechora, this machlokas tanaim should have been the following: the Gemara should have said b'shnei batzaris that it's hard for the eved to provide for himself. Right, if it's hard for the eved to provide for himself, so now there's a shayla: is that called that the ma'asiyah dayim are in place of the mezonos? Right, maybe we could say that the fact that the adam told the eved to get his own ma'asiyah dayim, that's not called providing mezonos. Right, maybe that's not called providing mezonos. Nachamo, maybe everyone holds that Eino Yachol Omar, the Rav can't say Asayim Yiveini Zoncha, he does have to provide mezonos. But if he says, say Ma'asiyah Decha b'mezonosecha, that's like providing mezonos, because the Ma'asiyah Dayim will be in place of the mezonos. So the Machlokes, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim could be, B'shnei Batzores, but he tells the Eved to provide his, to do his own maaser, get his own maaser yadayim in place of the mizonos, is that cool that the Adam really provided mizonos for the Eved? Maybe that's not cool providing mizonos for the Eved, because the Eved's not going to make enough. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says it's not cool providing mizonos, and that's why the Eved can demand freedom. And the Chachamim say it is cool providing mizonos, and therefore he can't demand freedom. That could be the shaila of the Gemara. Is that cool providing mizonos if he tells the Eved to provide, to go get his own maaser? Is that cool providing mizonos b'shnei batzaros? Because maybe he's just not going to make enough, lo sofek, and if he's lo sofek, it's not his fault because it's shnei batzaros. So I could have explained the Gemara very simply. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say that b'shnei batzaros, the shaila is, did the Adon fulfill his obligation to provide mizonos for the Eved? Should we say b'shnei batzaros, allowing him to make his own maaser, to keep his own maaser yadayim, is that considered providing mizonos? Not considered providing mizonos. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no, the shaila is, should we assume that people are going to have rachmanis on avadim k'nayim? Stoka, atstoka issue. That's not whether the adon is considered providing maaser yadayim to the eved. That's like far removed from that. Right? It should have just said straight that Reb Shem ben Gamliel says that you're mechuyev to give mizonos to the eved. Right, the man, the Amar Eni Yochalom, says you're mechuyev. The other is mechuyev to give mizonos to the Eved. And if he's not going to make enough of his b'shnei batzaros, that's not cool. Giving mizonos to the Eved, he should have just said poshut. But the Gemara doesn't say that. So the fact that the Gemara says the shaila is whether we assume people are going to give tzedakah to the Eved or not. People are going to give tzedakah to the Eved or not. It sounds like the second shot. That really everyone holds that the Adon is not mechuyev to give mizonos to the Eved. The only thing is, he doesn't have schus in the maaser yadayim unless the Eved has mizonos. And the fact that the Eved can be chozer al psachim, does that make it as though it's yesh lo mizonos or not mizonos? So the shaila is, b'shnei batzores, it's harder to get stoka, right? So the question is, do we assume people are going to have rachmanos on the avadim k'nanim and it's like yesh lo mizonos, or do we not assume like that? That's what it seems like the Machlokas and the Gemara is all about. That's what it seems. There seems to be a riot in the second approach. But there's still more to think about here. How could you say the Machlokas here is whether there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to Avadim K'nayim? But the Machlokas of Shimon Amlil and the Chachamim is whether people are going to have rachmanas on the Avadim K'nayim, is there a mitzvah to give tzedakah for the Avadim K'nayim? Reb Shimon Gamliel says that there's no mitzvah to give tzedakah for the Avadim K'nayim. Is that what he's saying? It seemed very difficult to say that the machlokas is whether there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to Avadim K'nayim. Look, we know that by a Ger Toshav, there's a mitzvah lahachayosam. Ger Toshav is not even an Eved K'nayim. Ger Toshav is a Ben Noach. It's just he was makabel to Zayin Mitzvah Ben Noach. All B'nai Noach HaChayev and Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach. But if they're not Makabel, the Femole, if they don't formally accept the Zayin Mitzvah, they don't have the status of a Ger Toshav. But if they accept, if the B'nai Noach formally accept, they have a formal declaration, they accept the Zayin Mitzvah, then they have a status of Ger Toshav, and it's a little bit higher than a Ben Noach. The Gemara Avodah Zarah and Daf Samachay, the Gemara Avodah Zarah says that, what's a Ger Toshav? I says that Zoe Ger Tosho called Shekiba love the Fnei Gimel. Fnei Gimel Chaverim will love it avodas kol chaver. He accepts in front of a bezin, of three, but he's not going to serve avodas zayin. He accepts all the zayin mitzvahs being off. And what's the nafkamin if he's a Ger Tosho? He's still a guy. He's a guy. He's not chayvin. This is kiishi. He's a Ger Tosho. He's a guy. He's not a ger. He's a Ger Tosho. That means that he's a guy. He accepted zayin mitzvahs being off. Zokta Gemara Avodah Zarah Ki Tanya Hahi Lahachayoso. The nafkamina between Ger Toshav and Ben Noach is that a Ger Toshav, there's a mitzvah lahachayoso, there's a mitzvah to keep him alive, a mitzvah to provide for him. The pasuk in Parashas Bahar says Ki Yomach Achicha Imach, Ki Yomach Achicha Umat Yado Imach VeHazak Debo Ger V'Soshav V'Chay Imach, Ger V'Soshav V'Chay Imach. Sounds like Ger Toshav, there's a mitzvah to be v'chai imach, that you have to be mechayim, you have to provide for him a little bit. Ger Toshav. Eved K'nayni? Eved K'nayni Zecha. Eved K'nayni is chayv mitzvah k'isha. Right? Rashi even points that out. Rashi around the Sugya. Rashi, in explaining Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Shita, Rashi says, Man de merachim av nechari ha'avda nami merachim. I'm sorry, that's explaining the Rabbanan. The shayah b'mitzvahs ke'isha. Right, explaining the Rabbanan, he says, the shayah b'mitzvahs ke'isha, and every kind of shayah b'mitzvahs ke'isha, so the Rabbanan hold that people are going to be merachim and avadim kind of too. According to the way we're saying, Parshup Shad is that means there's a mitzvah to give tzedaka to the Avadim Tanya too, just like to Yisrael, to the Avadim Tanya Muslim. How does Reb Shimon ben Gamliel argue with that? Right? How does he argue with that? Right? For that reason, everyone should say that, there's an absolute mitzvah to give tzedaka, not just Rechum and Rachim, but there's an umdah. There's an umdah you can have Rachmanis. There's a mitzvah to give tzedaka. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel shouldn't argue with that. He agrees that the Avakanai is Chayav Mitzvah Ke'isha. If you have a mitzvah lahachayos gertoshav, so certainly you should have a mitzvah lahachayos avadim k'nayim. What kind of strange notion is this? Is there a machlokas? Whether there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to avadim k'nayim? L'chor tzedavah pasha, there should be a mitzvah. He's Chayav Mitzvah Ke'isha, so why shouldn't there be a mitzvah to give tzedakah, and the same svar that the chachamim have, that if he's chayav mitzvahs keisha, people are going to have rachmanas and the avadim k'nayim. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel should be subject to that same svar. So how do we understand the machlokas tanaim over here? Tosis in Bava Kama leads us in a direction. Tosis in Bava Kama also is a little bit shver, but actually the shver kind of Tosis, the kasha on Tosis, is the nakuda we need to answer this sugya. Tosis adds a little bit of a svar. He says, what is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's svar? He says like this. This is on Peiches, Amir Aleph, and Bimashot, and Dersiv. He says, Mashmah, Perakamah, the Gittin. And he's in the middle of a sugya there. The context is not as relevant to us. Just shat in the Gemara. Mashmah, Perakamah, the Gittin, Dain kol kachova, lifein tzedakah le'eved. Amar, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's svar, yochol le'eved, loma le'rabo, b'shnei batzores, o panaseinia hotzeini l'cheres, ki yecha d'chozu li'inshi, umarachami Allah. Tosfos says, from Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's svara, from his psak halacha, it sounds like ein kol kachova litein tzedakah le'eved. Ein kol kachova litein tzedakah le'eved. It's not so much of a mitzvah to give tzedakah for an eved. That's what Reb Shimon ben Gamliel seems to be saying. Oh, that's a critical point of Tosfos. Tosfos is clearly saying that even lefi Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, there is a mitzvah to give tzedakah to avadim k'nayim. Right? He posits that immediately. Right? So that's the answer to Akasha, that it's not that there's a machlokas tanaim over here whether the mitzvah to give tzedakah to avadim k'nayim. Everyone has to agree to that. Everyone agrees to that. If there's a mitzvah lahachayos gertoshav, there should be a mitzvah lahachayos avadim k'nayim too. The Tosfos is saying ein mitzvah kol kach. The Shimon Gamliel holds is not as much of a mitzvah to give tzedakah to avadim k'nayim. What does that mean? What kind of a mitzvah is there? Either there is a mitzvah or there is no mitzvah. Like what kind of a limbo? Like a middle, if walking a fine tightrope? Or what does Tosfos mean to say? So one way to explain Tosfos, just a partial way to explain Tosfos, is maybe even if there's a full mitzvah of tzedakah by avadim k'nayim, just like a Yisrael, even if there's a full mitzvah of tzedakah by avadim k'nayim, but maybe there are dinei kedima by tzedakah. We know there are dinei kedima in general, right? The Gemara, the Sifrei says, aniyei ir chakodin la'aniyei ir acheres. That the aniyim of the city are kodem to the aniyim of a different city. You have psukim in Parshas Re'eh where we darshan the dine kedima, right? The person's own mishpacha comes first, aniyei ircha comes first, aniyei eretz Yisrael come first. There are all these different dine kedima in tzedakah. Even though there's a chiv of tzedakah, there's an equal chiv of tzedakah to give to any Yisrael. There's a mitzvah of tzedakah, but there's a dine kedima. A person has a certain amount of money, so who does he give first to? Who does he give more to? Right? So it could be that there really is a full mitzvah of tzedakah, even klapei avadim k'nayim. But there are dinei kedima, and the dinei kedima is that for Yisrael, you're going to give tzedakah first. So maybe that's the machlokas. The machlokas is, because the eved k'nayim is not higher on the list, higher in the dinei kedima, higher in the list of priorities, so according to the Chachamim, he has a right to say, I'm not going to get as much. People are not going to have Rachmanis on me. They're not going to have Rachmanis on me, so then I'm not going to be able to get as much. And I'm going to be in trouble. It's Docha Shnei Batzores. He wouldn't have this time in a non-Shnei Batzores, but in a Shnei Batzores, he says, the Dina Kedima are going to kill me. Right? The Dina Kedima are going to prevent me from getting what I need. So the Chachamim say, right? The Chachamim say, So Reb Shimon Gamliel says that he has a right to demand shichur. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that he has a right to demand shichur, since ein kol kach chova is not as much of a chiyuv to give tzedakah for avadim k'tanim. What Tosu Mavakam might mean is that mitzad dine kedima, Yisrael comes before Eved Kenani, so Zakto Shem Gamliel, because of that, he has a taina that B'shnei Batzaras, he's not going to get enough, because there's not going to be enough tzedakah to go around. And mitzad dine kedima, I'm not as important as regular Yisrael, so I want to be free. And the Chacham say no. The Chacham say that they will provide for the Eved Kenani. Maybe they won't provide as much, but they'll provide for him. So he doesn't have a taina. Right? He doesn't have a taina. Even if Medina Kadima, the Yisrael, will get more, but he'll be provided enough. They're not going to let him starve, so he'll be provided enough. If they won't let the Gertoshev starve, they won't let the Eved Kenani starve, they're not allowed to let him starve. So even if Medina Kadima, the Yisrael, will get more, but the Eved will get enough to survive, so the Chachamim say he doesn't have a right to demand shichur. So this is one way of explaining the Gemara, the Fitosis and the other Kama. Yes?
Why doth the Din Kedima is going to be a problem even if it's a regular...
No, but we assume that in a regular year, everyone will have enough to go around. Right? There'll be enough to go around. B'shnei Batzaras is really a concern that you're not going to have enough to go around. You know, meaning, even if the Eved Kenani will not get mamish the same as the Yisrael, but he'll get enough. Right? He'll definitely get enough in a regular year. But B'shnei Batzaras, he might really get the bare bones. He might really get a very meager allowance. So B'shnei Batzaras... Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that because he's really not going to get very much, so he has more of a taina. But on a regular year, he has less of a taina. Okay, this is one way to look at Tosim of a Kama to try to explain the Gemara. That everyone holds that there's a mitzvah tzedakah for an Eved Kenani, to give to an Eved Kenani, but mitzad dine kedima, not as much as a Yisrael. So B'shnei Batzaras, maybe he has a taina. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel will say he has a taina because he's afraid he's really not going to get very much at all. Because mitzad dine kedima, they're going to pass him over in order to give to a Yisrael. The other way to look at it is that maybe the mitzvah of tzedakah really is different for an Eved Kenani than for a Yisrael. It's not just Medina Kedima. Maybe the whole mitzvah of tzedakah is different. How's it different? Well, we keep on saying, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that there's a mitzvah l'hachiyos gertoshev, l'hachiyosa. Is that tzedakah? So the answer might be, no, that's not tzedakah at all. That's achiyav hatzol, achiyav of pikuach nefesh, that we don't want the person to die. Right? There's a mitzvah. We're not mechuyev to be mechaya goyim. Right? We're not mechuyev l'hachayoso by a non-Jew. Now, there is a Mishnah later on again that says, mefarnes in aniye of the kachavim im aniye Yisrael mishim darkei shalom. If the aniye of the kachavim are collecting money, there's a mitzvah to give them a little bit mishim darkei shalom. People shouldn't think that we favor the Jews over the goyim. But that's different. That's not a mitzvah l'hachayoso. Right? To go out of your way to make sure that there's no pikuch nefesh. But by a ger toshav, there is a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv v'hachayosom, ger v'soshav v'chay imach, that you have to be mechayahim. You have to make sure that he has what he needs in order that there won't be any pikuch nefesh, that he'll have a hatzalah. But is that stalker? That's not stalker. Stalker is much more than that. Stalker is much more than that. The pasuk in Parshas Re'eh says that you have to give the Yisrael deimach sora sheyech salom. You got to give him whatever he needs. Whatever he needs for his living. Right? Deimach sora is much more than l'hachayosa. Right? Deimach sora means what he needs to live like a mensch. To live like a mensch. In fact, deimach sora might mean that if he lived a wealthy lifestyle, now he doesn't have it, and he feels so bad, he might be mechuyev to try to give him as much as he had before because it's such a painful thing for him. Okay, there are limitations on that, but clearly it's more than just l'hachayosa. It's more than just allowing him to survive. Mishim Pikuach Nefesh, Mishim Atzala, we're going to give him a little bit of money. No, it's much more than that. Much more than that. The Briskei Rav, in the piece in Parshas Re'eh that I asked you to see, that we see through the prism of the Sefer Torah Or, it would be nice if we actually could see the Ha'oras that this Talmud Chacham had on the Briskei Rav, but we don't have time for that. But here, at least here, he prints, again, this is not from the Briskei Rav, this is just like a citation from the Torah Or. He first quotes the Briskei Rav, then on the next page he has comments on the Briskei Rav. So the Briskei Rav develops the idea in the Sefer on Chumash that there really are two mitzvahs of tzedakah. There's a mitzvah l'hachayos, so that's the bare bones. Right? That's hatzalah. But that's not tzedakah. Tzedakah is deimach sora sheyech salom. And he wants to suggest that maybe the din of deimach sora only applies to Yisrael. Because it says, ki yeh b'cha evyon. So on the fifth line, he quotes from the Sifrei, b'cha evyon, b'cha v'lo b'acherim. Maybe kiyeh b'cha evyon, the din of demach sara asher yechselon, that you have to give him demach sara, that only applies to Yisrael. And he says it's an itzvah duyuk in the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, because the Ramban counts it as two mitzvahs. V'chai imach, v'chai achicha imach, that's a mitzvah hatzalot pikuach nefesh, and it's also a mitzvah tzedakah, two different mitzvahs. He gets involved in the Rambam. The Rambam is a little shver. Most of the piece is about the Rambam, how to reconcile the Rambam. Because the Rambam counts B'chai Imach and Demach Saro as one mitzvah. So it's a little bit shver according to the Rambam. He does have an answer in the end. A little back and forth. I'm not going to get involved in the details. The Rambam initially wants to say that maybe there's another pasuk, L'hachayoso, that he quotes from Sefer Melachim, that Ger Toshev is a different pasuk. And he comes around in the end to say the Rambam in Tzchimatana uses V'choy Imach to teach me the din of Ger Toshev. So it's a little shver in the Rambam. But ultimately he comes around to saying that even if the Rambam holds it, it's one mitzvah, but he holds that one part of the mitzvah, V'choy Imach, L'achayoso, that applies even to a Ger Toshev. And that would apply to an Eved Kenani also. Right? But the mitzvah of Tzedakah is B'cho V'lo B'acherin. That applies dafka to a Yisrael. And not to a Ger Toshev. That's what he wants to say even within the Rambam. I mean, within the Ramban it's beautiful, but within the Rambam it's a little bit more shver. But the Brisker Rav says within the Rambam I think it's also like this. So Efshem and Kenzogin that an Eved Kenani is an extension of a Ger Toshev, meaning even if there's a mitzvah l'hachayoso, just like by a Ger Toshev, but he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, he only has a Miktas Kedushas Yisrael. So because he only has a mikdash kedushas Yisrael, maybe the din of demach sara shayasalo, the regular din of tzedakah, doesn't apply to an eved kenani. Maybe the regular din of tzedakah doesn't apply to an eved kenani. So maybe that's the machlokas tanaim over here. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that because the regular din of tzedakah doesn't apply, right? Not just dinei kedima, but the din of tzedakah itself doesn't apply to an eved kenani. Ain bo mitzvah kol kach, like Tosfos Bava Kama says, there's no mitzvah kol kach. There's a mitzvah lahachayoso, but there's no mitzvah of tzedakah. So then the Eved Kenani can taina, well, if it's B'shnei Batzores, I'm not going to get enough over here. Right? I'm not going to have enough. They might be merachim on me, even if there's no technical mitzvah of tzedakah, but they might be merachim on me and give me a little bit more than just the hachayoso if it's a regular year. But B'shnei Batzores, they're going to be mechayim me, and that's it. And I'm not going to be able to live with that. I need more than that. So Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, because there's no mitzvah kol kach of tzedakah by an Eved Kenani, B'shnei Batzores, he has a taina, that I'm not going to get enough, I'm not going to be able to have day machzor, I'm not going to be able to survive, to support myself, so I want to be free. And the Chachamim say, no, that's not a taina. As long as he doesn't have a pikuach nefesh, as long as he can survive during Shnei Batzores, he'll make it back, he'll be able to make more later, but he doesn't have a taina against the Adon to free him during this time. There'll be merachim on him too. There'll be merachim on him too, the Chachamim say. That even if there's no mitzvah tzedakah, there'll be merachim on him also. That means that there'll be mechaye him, he's not going to die. They'll give him something, but he doesn't have more of a taina to force the adon to free him. And so I don't think the machlokas of Shem and the Chacham is whether there is a mitzvah tzedakah by Ger Toshev. I don't think there is. What do you think? Maybe the Chacham holds his mamash mitzvah tzedakah. That's the machlokas tanoim, Efshem, maybe. Right, the Chachamim hold that there's really a full mitzvah tzedakah by Ger Toshev, and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel learns that ain't mitzvah kol kach, that it's only a mitzvah l'achayos, so it's not a full mitzvah tzedakah. Maybe you could say something like that, but you're not forced to say that. You could even say that the Chachamim admit that there's no full mitzvah tzedakah, but nevertheless, he doesn't have a taina that he wants to go out free, because people are going to be merachim on him too, meaning they'll be merachim l'achayos, they'll be merachim to make sure that he has enough to survive, and even if he's not going to live the most comfortable life for Shnei Batzores. But after Shnei Batzaras, we'll be able to make more. And maybe that's not enough of a taina to force the Adon to free. Okay? So this could explain the Machlokas Tanoim. This all works out well within the second pshat, that the Machlokas of Yochel or Eino Yochel Omar, whether the Adon can tell the Eved Asem Mi Ve'en Yizan Ho Anat, that Machlokas is not whether the Adon has a chiyuv to give Mizanas to the Eved. No. Everyone holds he doesn't have a chiyuv to give Mizanas. But he doesn't have a right to the Masi Adayim if he doesn't provide the mezonos. So now the question is, B'shnei Batzores, what's the din? Right? He says, Tei Masyadecha B'mezonosecha, he tells him to provide his own Masyadayim, but B'shnei Batzores is not going to be able to do it, so does the Eved have a taina now? Right? Does the Eved have a taina? Is that viewed as though Yesh lo mezonos, right? Does the Eved have a taina to say that I'm not getting mezonos? You're not providing, right? The fact that you are mochel masi yadayim, but you don't have a right to be mochel masi yadayim. Right? How do you have a right to be mochel masi yadayim? The only way you have a right, right? You're telling me to get the masi yadayim, but the reality is that what? What if there's no chiyuv to give mizonos to the eved? So what's the shaila? There's no chiyuv to give mizonos to the eved. Right? So the adam doesn't have a chiyuv to give mizonos to the eved, but at the same time, if the eved can't provide for himself, so maybe he has a taina that I want to be able to get the masi yadayim. I want to be able to get my family. If he can't provide for himself, so then he has a taina that he wants to go free. The taina that he wants to go free. Because he can't survive. He can't survive. He's not going to be able to provide for himself. Or maybe he doesn't have the taina to go free. So that might relate to how much of a mitzvah tzedakah is there for an eved kenani. Okay, let's stop here with the Gemara. I just want to add a brief discussion in halacha.